of the United States. Major news organizations began reporting this just minutes ago. Biden supporters narrowly rebuffed Republican incumbent Donald Trump and embraced Biden's promise to fight the coronavirus pandemic and fix the economy in this divided nation. Mr. Biden is planning for a possible primetime speech on Saturday as his lead over Republican President Donald Trump continues to expand. He had scheduled a primetime address on Friday night, but several battleground states remain too close to call at that time. Again, we'll have continued coverage of this story throughout the day. In other news, here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The virus has claimed over 1.2 million lives worldwide since it first emerged in China late last year. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, and more than 49 million cases have been reported. The United States remains the most affected country with over 236,000 deaths. The countries with the next highest death tolls are Brazil with more than 162,000 deaths, India with over 125,000 deaths, and Mexico with over 94,000 deaths. In the United States, Joe Biden said that his administration would, on day one, put a plan in action to control the virus. More than 127,000 new infections are being reported in the U.S., the third straight day of record cases. U.S. President Donald Trump's chief of staff, meanwhile, Mark Meadows, has tested positive for COVID-19, U.S. media is reporting. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com for continued coverage of the election. This is VOA News. A jailed human rights lawyer in Iran, Nazreen Satoudeh, has been granted temporary release, the Iranian Judiciary's news website reported on Saturday. The UN had called on Iran.